Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. My name is Finley, and I will be joined by Rico. Today's topic is about the solar roadways, which are roadways that are able to collect energy from the sun. They are made out of electrical components on a circuit board that are between two pieces of glass to protect the electronics.
Just stop it there. These roadways are a new kind of technology that use microprocessors, which allows the panels in the roadways to communicate with each other. They have many other benefits other than being able to generate energy. For example, the roadways have LED lights built in them, which can be used for lights, signs or signals, and even for decorations. Having LEDs in the roadways can also be used to show road lines, which can replace the use of paint and can be cheaper.
They are also touch sensitive, which can be used to alert a driver about any hazards that may be ahead of them. For example, if it was dark at night and someone was driving their car and there was a deer standing in the middle of the road, LEDs in the roadway will be able to indicate the driver to slow down, preventing an accident from happening.
Solar roadways are also very environment friendly because they are made out of recycled matter, unlike most roads, which are made out of asphalt or concrete and can negatively affect the planet, because according to Axel Corporation, they deplete resources, they can contaminate water, and can produce harmful atmospheric emissions.
Another benefit that solar roadways have is that they have a heating feature, which can be used to get rid of snow or ice accumulation.
Adding to that, the heating feature can prevent pollution because people traditionally melt snow and ice using salt, which contains different kinds of chemicals, such as chloride. The chemicals could potentially enter runoff and impact rivers, lakes, and oceans, which can be harmful to the organisms living there and will harm the ecosystem.
Solar roadways can also keep power cables safer by having them in poles beside the roadways instead of having them hanging on a pole, which makes them vulnerable to things such as strong storms, winds, ice, which can result in a power outage. And if there were a problem with the power cables, utility workers could easily access them.
Having solar roadways can also prevent potholes from being an issue because they are made out of fiberglass that won't be affected by them. Having to refill millions of potholes all over the city is impractical and costly, but with solar roadways, paying to fill all of them won't be a problem.
In conclusion, solar roadways have proven to be cost-efficient, safer than actual roads, and pretty lit.
The next step is putting their worth on the roads, each panel making our planet a safer place to live.